Hi, wherever you're listening to this, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. Apple has continued to incrementally sell more phones in India, and yesterday reported another December quarter record. While the iPhone maker never breaks down region-specific numbers, market research company Counterpoint said on January 31st that Apple had crossed the 10 million mark in 2023, the first time in India during a calendar year. India's smartphone shipments remained flat in 2023 at 152 million units, according to Counterpoint's latest monthly India smartphone tracker. The first half of the year was tough due to ongoing macroeconomic turbulence, leading to low demand and an inventory buildup, the market research company said in a press release. The market started recovering in the second half of the year, supported by 5G upgrades and better-than-expected festive sales. Helped by the premium segment's growth and 5G upgrades, India's smartphone market grew 25% year-on-year in Q4 of the calendar year 2023. After declining for a year, Counterpoint's senior research analyst Shilpi Jain said in the release. The elongated festive season also helped with the availability of steep discounts, easy financing plans, and lucrative promotions, all boosting demand. For many OEMs, the focus during the year was on taking 5G to the lower segment due to a shift in the consumer preferences, Jain said. 5G smartphone shipment share crossed 52% in 2023, growing 66% year-on-year. The December quarter ended with the market seeing healthy inventory levels compared to the previous year, setting the right tone for growth for the next year, according to the analyst. Jain expects the market to grow by 5% in 2024 due to greater demand for premium segment phones, 5G phones becoming available in lower price bands, and better macroeconomic conditions. As to the top brands in the Indian market, Samsung led the market in 2023 with an 18% share due to the strong performance of its A-series phones, aggressive marketing in offline channels, and a focused approach in the premium segment, Counterpoint research analyst Shubham Singh said in the press release. Vivo ranked second with 17% share and led the so-called affordable premium segment in 2023 due to the success of its V29 series in offline stores and the T-series online. Xiaomi slipped to the third spot in 2023 but captured the top spot in Q4 2023 with its strategy of launching 5G phones in the affordable segment, offline expansion, and a leaner portfolio, Singh said. The premium segment, which Counterpoint defines as phones priced at 30,000 rupees or higher, witnessed a 64% year-on-year growth in 2023 due to easy finance options, which resulted in consumers jumping price bands to purchase higher-priced smartphones. One out of every three smartphones was purchased through financing in 2023. Apple's focus on India is also aiding the trend, with the brand surpassing the 10 million unit mark in shipments and capturing the top position in revenue in a calendar year for the first time, propelled by robust demand for both its latest and older iPhones, according to Counterpoint. The opening of Apple's own retail stores and increasing focus on the so-called large format retail through regular promotions contributed to that increased offline sales. Besides, higher trade-in values presented an appealing proposition for consumers to transition to iOS, Singh added. And that's One Thing Today in Tech. You can find all our podcasts on ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.